Today, we are most delighted to welcome Hope Meir, the Joan and Jerry Lisinski Artistic Director of the National Ballet of Canada, here to the program. Her recent seasons with the ballet have been fascinating and visionary. Her leadership has guided one of the country's most treasured cultural institutions through a period of exciting artistic growth. Under her direction, the company continues to honor its rich heritage while boldly embracing contemporary creativity and innovation. Hope is joining us to talk about the company's 75th anniversary season, a landmark year curated to celebrate legacy masterpieces, champion emerging artists, and introduce compelling new works to audiences here in Canada and around the world. You can subscribe by visiting the website national.ballet.ca. Right there on the homepage, you'll see all the information. Hope Meir, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be back.
What needed to happen for the National Ballet to celebrate a 75th season? What was your vision for it?
You know, it was a huge responsibility and a massive milestone for the company. I think I really wanted to focus on the key moments in the company's history that helped define its artistic profile. And that always came through amazing trailblazers taking risks and bringing in new repertoire, even though now they're quite familiar works that we're dealing with. But it was to really recognize that spirit, the pioneering spirit of all of the people that came before, and to celebrate where we're going and the passion and ambition that we have for the National Ballet of Canada.
If you don't mind me saying, I feel like you've got that pioneering spirit, because as we've seen over these last couple of seasons, you are taking some risks. You're bringing in some big ideas, pieces that maybe are thrilling, but maybe not as familiar. And so I think that's important to you as well, right?
Hugely important, because I feel like if we stand still, then we're never going to learn, we're never going to grow. And the art form is constantly developing and changing, and perspectives are changing and developing. And to reflect this amazing city that we live and work in, I think it's important to continue to bring new things to the stage.
Okay, let's talk about the opener, and we'll get through as much of the season as we can, because I'm sure we're going to have you back as we get into 2026-27. But Romeo and Juliet, we played Moments from the Prokofiev. Just to get us started here, it begins Halloween night and a cornerstone of the company and taking us into this 75th season. So talk about that choice to start there.
It's a choice to bring back the Cranko production. Of course, we had an amazing new production done prior to this by Alexei Ratmansky. And this is by no means a reflection on that. It just felt to honor one of the ballets that Celia Franca, our founder, brought in early on in her tenure. It felt a really defining moment for the National Ballet of Canada. It gave us a characteristic of a really theatrical storytelling company. And I think that tradition has continued. So it felt like a really good moment to honor the Cranko production and to bring that back to kick off the season.
Okay, and as we move forward into what's going to be happening in November of this year, this feels very much on brand for what you're doing with the company. It's emergence, it's silent screen, a double bill. We've seen pieces like this where we've seen various artists on the same stage as part of the same evening before. So tell us about what these two pieces are and why you've put it together and how the season's going to progress.
Well, Silent Screen was only brought to the stage two seasons ago, and we invested so much as an organization in this new relationship with Sol Leon and Paul Lightfoot. And I felt that, for me, it was a defining moment of something new to bring to the stage and a different way, again, to tell stories. And I wanted to pair it with something that, again, at another key moment for the company, changed the profile, which was the first Crystal Pite commission that Karen Kane did with Emergence in 2009. And since then, Crystal Pite has gone on to really dominate contemporary dance all over the world. And we're so proud that part of her legacy lives here with the National Ballet of Canada. So it felt like really good to pair them. It was two good defining moments for the company.
And as we look to December, the return of James Kadelka's The Nutcracker, December 5th through 31st, you sold out yet again for 2025. And so this is just such a rich tradition. I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere fast. And this will be the 31st anniversary this year. And we were so lucky to have the original team, the design team, Santo Lucristo and Jennifer Tipton, back with James Kadelka last year to look at the production. And we're going to continue to invest and update and improve it year by year. So keep coming, please.
Absolutely, keep coming. And, you know, you have to act quickly. I remember we were a radio sponsor of the Nutcracker this year. And at some point, we had to stop talking about it because it all sold out. So always a good idea to get your tickets early and subscribe early. Hope Meir is with us, the artistic director of the National Ballet of Canada. You can subscribe to the 75th season, 2026-27, by visiting the website national.ballet.ca. So we'll touch a little into the new year, and maybe we'll get into Echoes of Stravinsky. And it feels like you've put a lot into this particular piece. There's a lot of experimentation going on, a lot of artistry. Tell us about Stravinsky.
One of the things that was really important to myself and our music director, David Briskin, was to really honor the commitment to live music. That was something that was super important to Celia Franco right from the beginning of the company's existence. And it felt important to have a musically driven program. So Echoes of Stravinsky evolved because we also wanted to invite for the first time outside of Nutcracker, the school to share an evening with us. So the National Ballet School will be performing a third of this evening. The company then will do Stravinsky Violin Concerto by Balanchine, and that also honors the huge relationship that the company's had with George Balanchine over the years. And then we're finishing with a response to The Rite of Spring by Joby Talbot. And for those of you that know the company well, you'll know that David Briskin's relationship with Joby Talbot through The Winter's Tale and Alice's Adventure in Wonderland by Christopher Wheeldon. It's very personal, and it's a wonderful way to celebrate David Briskin on his 20th anniversary with the company.
As we get into 2027, I know we're going to have you back probably at the beginning of next season and then probably the midway point. So maybe we can just talk to you about as we get into March, April, June of wrapping with Sleeping Beauty. Tell us what are the highlights for you.
Well, I know we're going to rush through this, but I'll have to come back and talk more.
You certainly will, yeah.
There's two massive world premieres happening in that space of time. One of them, which is so exciting for the company, it's going to be a full evening work by our resident choreographer, David Dawson. Pairing this is a commission by Peter Gregson. So composition and choreography, all new, world premiere. It's going to be in three parts. The music is the connector, but each individual part sort of lives on its own. And David Dawson has built this relationship with the company through the huge success of Anima Animus, and then most recently the Four Seasons. And now to come back with a full company, full evening world premiere is pretty exciting. And then we're also pairing that with a narrative, a new version of Dr. Coppelius, which is by Val Canaparoli and an all-Canadian design team. And we're going to be reworking the story of Coppelia. It is the same music, Dali, but also some other additions. And we're changing it up and doing that in two acts. So two world premieres, one contemporary ballet and one storytelling again for a family experience. So I'm really excited about those two things.
I love it too. And we're so excited. Hope Meir, artistic director with the National Ballet of Canada. Thank you for being our initial guide here. And we're going to be talking to you a lot more as we actually get into the 2026-27 season. Congratulations on year 75.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And I can't wait to come back and dig into it some more.
75th anniversary subscriptions on sale now for 2026-27. Visit the website national.ballet.ca. And I thought we'd lend a nod here to one of the pieces that we are actually going to hear in the 2026-27 season. This is Philip Glass and Glassworks.